As we say, good evening, Treacle, to Spencer Pryor. And Spencer, it's 28 years ago this week that you and your Norwich City team went to the Olympic Stadium in Munich and beat the mighty Bayern 2-1. What about that?
Unbelievable, wasn't it? How good was that?
And yeah, there's a nice photo of you on Twitter this week, exercising your beer arm in anticipation of, no doubt, a big night in Munich.
What was I thinking, honestly? I was 23 at the time. What on earth was I thinking, like doing the old beer drinking, let's go have a beer celebration with the 1,000 Norwich supporters that actually came and watched it. Outstanding day that was. That was just part of the reason I joined that club, but yeah, great achievement.
Sure was, and what a goal by Jeremy Goss. Still worth watching all these years later. Brilliant. Norwich go to Chelsea this weekend in the early Saturday kickoff. They're not going to get probably anything more than a cup of tea at Stamford Bridge, are they?
I'm a bit fearful for them, to be honest, yeah. Simon. I think the other side is obviously with Chelsea playing in Europe last night and really cruising their game against Malmo. It gave them the chance to just rotate a few people, just freshen a few up towards the end of the game. So, yeah, I'm a little bit worried about Norwich this weekend. I've got to be honest with you.
They do have a couple injury issues, though. Lukaku, Timo Werner coming off injured.
I think they've got a few replacements.
You've got to be kidding me, bro. You can't live injuries. They could put the kids out at the moment. They'd probably still beat Norwich.
That's not very nice for your former club.
I know, but you know what I mean. They've got so much debt for Chelsea this year, so much debt. I love your optimism, Broski. It's fantastic.
Trying to give you a little bit.
I'm not going to be pessimistic all show, but I'm a little bit worried about this, obviously.
This is probably not going to put you in a much better move. Let's talk about the Saudi takeover, the latest of Newcastle United. We talked a bit before the break with Adam Peacock about that. So the Premier League's put a 30-day ban on related party transactions, which effectively prevents Newcastle from signing commercial deals with companies related to the consortium. Newcastle, of course, voted against it, as they would. Manchester City abstained. There's a shock.
Really? I wonder why.
Yeah. Newcastle believe it's anti-competitive and unlawful. My question is, do you think this could reignite the war between the clubs that started with the Super League proposals? Because they're not exactly the best of buddies at the moment, are they, all the Premier League clubs?
It could prompt it for a little breakaway, to be honest. But, just because Newcastle have got the cash, does that mean that they'll get themselves into the Super League? I'm not sure that they're in that category anywhere at all yet. I mean, it is a great club, like a historically great club. And now they've got the cash, but they haven't won anything. Mm. So, mind you, they ain't stopped Man United trying to get into the Super League, has it? And they ain't won much recently.
Or Tottenham.
So, no, exactly. But, yeah, it could force a bit of a breakaway. And you know what? Newcastle could actually be the ones that drive that, based on the fact that they're not going to win trophies currently. So to get themselves in these big European fixtures, it might drive something like that, potentially.
Interesting. The worst-kept secret in football is out, Spenner, of course. Steve Bruce has gone, parted by mutual consent. Not sure about that. Paulo Fonseca is apparently the favourite. Lucien Favre not far behind. Eddie Howe's been talked about as well. Who's going to be the best fit for St James's Park, do you think?
I wouldn't mind seeing a Conte or a Zidane, a little bit of flair, a bit different to come over and have a crack at it. I'm not sure Eddie Howe's got the profile that the consortium will want. I've got to be honest. Every manager. I mean, look, it took Manchester City a bit of time to get Pep in. Mm. And I think this Newcastle thing, whoever comes in now might not be the person that they do eventually want, that's going to go and spend the money. And all of the big guys are really in the jobs at the moment, and I don't think they're going to walk away from that just to go into a Newcastle project.
Right.
As I said, I mean, Zidane's out of work at the moment. I'm sure we haven't seen him much at the moment in and around the Premier League, so it'd be good to see him have a crack at it. And looking and reading articles this week, there's a lot of guys that are overseas that are all now trying to get into the Premier League because it's where the cash is at. And we saw last year's Champions League. They're going all the way to the end of the Champions League. So managers want to be in this country or in the UK now.
If you've got any thoughts on who should take over at Newcastle United, 1300 01 1170 or text us 0457 736 736. Maybe Zinedine Zidane is waiting for a vacancy, let's say, to Manchester United. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is under the pump again, isn't it? Even though they defeated Atalanta in the Champions League on Wednesday with a terrific 3-2 comeback victory. But they lost, of course, at Leicester last weekend. And Gary Neville has been sticking the boot in on Sky Sports about the Norwegians' future.
The performances have been so shoddy all season in terms of team performances. There have been some good results, been some great goals, but the overall performance, the units in and out of possession are shoddy. It is scrappy and scruffy to watch. So when you play against a team that's got an organisation to them and a methodology, you're going to get pulled apart. And that's what's happening. They're getting pulled apart by Everton, pulled apart by Villa, pulled apart by Villarreal. And we've seen a team that's been picked today with Greenwood, Sancho, Ronaldo, Pogba and Fernandes in. Five of them. I wouldn't want to be a defender in that team.
Hey, tough words. And they've got Liverpool on Monday morning, Spencer.
I wouldn't want to be a defender in that team. That's such a great line. I love that. Because it is literally front five, back five, and then the rest are just not even bothering tracking back. So you can imagine that with the speed that Liverpool have got, it's going to be a fascinating first 45 minutes how Liverpool come and approach it. Is Ollie going to change and suddenly try and get to his attacking players to do a bit of defending? Or is he going to still gamble all out that his five superstars are going to go and outscore Liverpool? I can't see it. I really can't see it. They got away with it in the week. After 70 minutes, I'm messaging all my Man U mates giving them absolute dog's abuse. But I managed to retract those messages when they managed to equalise.
I'm more disappointed you've got Manchester United mates, to be honest.
Well, work colleagues. So mates is a loose term. Work colleagues. But thanks for pulling that up, Simon. They seem to just be getting away. They got away with it in the Champions League. They've done it again in the Champions League the previous round with Ronaldo scoring in the last minute. They got carved up by Leicester. And it was particularly the second half against Leicester. Leicester looked like they really, really wanted that game. And, you know, Maguire was all over the place. And you expect more for 85 million centre-back. It looks like he's... I won't say he's thrown the toys out of pram and he's given up, because he's a top professional and he wouldn't do that. But you can sense the frustration of the defenders that they are getting absolutely exposed with the lack of depth and lack of effort in front of them.
Yeah, but and this is the game, though. United-Liverpool. I think if United cop a heavy defeat in this one, which they are odds on to actually cop, I think he's in, you know, on borrowed time there, which
he's got Tottenham. He's got Tottenham and Chelsea coming up as well.
And the Manchester Derby. Wow. Yep. Tough run of fixtures.
Imagine if the Manchester Derby's the game where it actually sends him over the edge and he does lose his job.
Yeah, wow. Moving on to Liverpool, Mo Salah, he scored again. He's in incredible form again. He scored against Atletico Madrid, a wonderful goal. A lot of talk about whether he's the best player in the world at the moment. Where do you stand on that?
£350,000 a week. He's got to be the best player in the week in the world, right?
You'd think so. A lot of players don't, though.
You would hope so. But to be fair, he's playing at such a level that I guess he can kind of demand what he wants. And it's going to take some big kahunas for the club to turn him down and say, nah, we ain't paying you what you want. He's integral to that side at the moment. And when they're struggling and they need a spark, he seems that player that is actually able to provide that little bit of lift. He's a player I really wouldn't like to have marked. And I'm sure, you know, he'll destroy many, many defenders' careers over the course of the next sort of 2, 3, 4 years, but where that's going to be, who knows? It would be good for Liverpool if they can keep hold of him. As I said, he's a big part and, yeah, super player.
Sure but, is. You know, and the goal he scored against Watford last week, almost a copy of this, the one he scored against Manchester City just a couple of weeks prior.
More than
amazing goals. Both of them.
More than just a goal, that ball he played for the first goal was bonkers, you know. His vision and his passing range. Plus, if he gets one-on-one with defenders, he is literally unstoppable.
Yeah. A quick word on Man City, Spencer. The big win at Bruges in the Champions League. Two standouts, Phil Foden, who was man of the match, and Cole Palmer, who came off the bench and scored again. Is it time for City to promote a few more of their young talents, including maybe Liam Delap? Everybody's talking about, they need Harry Kane or they've got to sign Erling Haaland, but they do have this young kid, Liam Delap, who's the son of Rory Delap, who's scored a lot of goals in the EDS development team and the reserves, and he's been out on loan. Maybe it's time for them to give him a chance.
Yeah, but where and when, that's critical, right, Simon? He's, you know, he has got good depth already with senior professionals. I mean, look, Pep's not adverse to bringing the younger players through and giving them the opportunities, and we have seen that, and particularly in the League Cup. But he started to introduce them into the Premier League games as well. The Champions League is a little bit different, and, you know, it wasn't the hardest game in midweek, so it did give him the opportunity to blood players and bring them on. He'll do it at the right time in the right game where he thinks, you know, he can, I don't want to say carry a younger player, but, you know, not expose him. He's not going to throw him in against the Liverpool, right? But he'll introduce him slowly. And the other thing that which the club have done brilliantly is managing the expectations that's put on these young players' shoulders. And, they'll do it at the right time.
Set to go to Brighton this weekend, which has the potential for an upset, given that the Seagulls are going pretty well. Yeah, under Graham Potter. He's another name that's been linked with Newcastle. Spenner, we will leave it there. Thanks so much for your time, mate. Lovely. Good to talk to you, Treagles. Speak to you next week.
You too, guys.
See you, Spenner.
Enjoy your evening.
Bye. You too. That's Spencer Pryor talking about the Premier League. A couple of text messages if you want to get in touch. 0457 736 736. No name on this text. A nice positivity from Chris Economides. Just what Victory needs. Totally agree. Steve, Perth Ram. Oh, we've just let Spencer go. Your question came in just too late. Ask Spencer about Derby and Delap. He would do great for half a season under Wayne Rooney. Actually, that's a good point. That would be a good development for Liam Delap to play under Wayne Rooney. I think he'd probably learn a lot. And ALV, again, texting through Broski. FTBL reporting Jack Rodwell is on his way to the Wanderers, providing he can prove his fitness. That article released about half an hour ago. So
that's
interesting.
Big news.
Yeah. Before we head off to another break, Broski, I just wanted to mention Leo Messi scoring twice again for Paris Saint-Germain. The 3-2 win over RB Leipzig, which puts them top of Manchester City's group in the Champions League. 123 Champions League goals now for the Argentine. He is a phenomenon, isn't he?
He is a phenomenon. And we don't, we just take him for granted, really, what he does. Look, I am a little bit upset over his move to PSG. I was always in the debate between Messi and Ronaldo. I was always very strongly for Messi. But this move to PSG, it just seems like, you know, the easy way out. I think
I think he was pushed out, wasn't he, because of the financial situation.
Fine, but I mean, if he'd stayed, the argument was Messi's only ever done it at Barca, which if that had been the case, I would have loved the loyalty in that. But he had an opportunity to move. Ronaldo's gone to Man United. There was links with him going to Man City. I think it would have been good. I don't know. I'm upset that he didn't go and test himself in the Premier League. He went to PSG.
Obviously, we'd have loved to have seen him in the Premier League. I would have loved to have seen him play for Manchester City. But I'm with you. I think he really should have stayed and finished his career with Barcelona. And it's a tragedy, really, that he hasn't done. Anyway, let's head off to another quick break. On the other side of it, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the big stories doing the rounds in the world of football. Back soon.